Technology.ie. It's Tuesday, July 8th, 2014.
Technology.ie is brought to you by Ireland's premier hosting and domain registration company, Black Knight. Black Knight offer a comprehensive range of hosting and domain solutions for businesses of all shapes and sizes, no matter where they are in the world.
Keith Foltrovich, this is Conor Mwinicon in the Black Knight studio, and on the line is Jules Coleman from Hassle.com. Hi, Jules.
Hi, Con. How are you doing?
I'm great. And yourself?
Not too bad at all. Feeling busy 24 hours for us.
I was just going to say, Hassle.com started in the UK, but you've just launched in Ireland yesterday.
Indeed, yeah. Our very first international city. So my hometown, and we've been itching to bring it here for a number of months. So very proud day that we could launch it yesterday.
How old is the company since it got started?
So at the very start, about 2.5 years now, I've been going. I left my job about 2.5 years ago, but we only made the decision to focus on cleaning specifically, and that's what we do, on January 2nd, 2013. That's when the website launched, cleaning only, in London, just about 18 months ago.
I'm looking at your webpage here. It's up there in big letters, your simple proposition. Book a trusted cleaner in 60 seconds because there are better ways to spend a lazy Sunday. So you're putting contract workers in touch with people who want to hire them. Cleaners is just one way this could work, I presume, but you're starting with cleaners. Is that how I understand it?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, you know, the very start of the business, so that 2.5 years ago, we were a website that allowed you to book 25 different kind of people. So from a piano teacher to a driving instructor to a personal trainer and so on. And we went with that idea for about a year. And you know, we still absolutely believe that that would work. But as a very young business with very little funding at the time, it was just so hard to be great at 25 things. So we took at the time the kind of painful decision to, we're going to focus. We're going to choose one of these things and be really, really great at it. And cleaning is what we chose.
Is it like Halo for cleaners?
It's not dislike it. We share a chairman with Halo, so we obviously learned a lot of lessons from Halo. Have you know gone about rolling out to new cities, and they've done phenomenally well. And you know that ease and convenience and trust, absolutely, we share that with them. Obviously, there's differences as well, but we like to learn the lessons where we can.
Tell me about yourself, Jules. You're based in the UK, but you sound Irish.
I am. I'm from Leixlip. So I lived here until the age of 22. So I went to UCD, graduated economics and finance from there. And from there, I joined Accenture as a graduate and worked in the UK and Ireland for a number of years before deciding I really needed to go and start this business.
Why? What prompted you?
I'd had dreams of starting a business, as a lot of people talk about, I guess, starting a business for ages. And I'd actually just got a promotion, and things were going great at work, actually. But I thought, you know, it's so hard to walk away from a salaried job, you know, having that security of something coming in at the end of the month, like it's not to be sniffed at. But I thought, you know, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. And I went for lunch with my boss at the time, and I was pitching for a leave of absence, and He kind of wistfully sat back in his chair and he like kind of stroked his chin and said, I had an idea once and he'd never seen it through. And he wished me luck and said, go off and do it and try it. And I'm really glad that, he gave that piece of advice.
So the idea came from him, is it? No?
No. I had the idea myself. So
right.
I was actually looking to book a piano teacher in London. Okay. I played as a kid and then stopped and I wanted to do it again. And I was in central London looking to book somebody that lived close by that taught piano, and it was really difficult. All I could find was phone numbers and, you know, out-of-date directory listings and terrible websites that, you know, didn't have prices or even contact details on them. And I thought, this is way harder than it should be. And so I rang my friend Alex, who I worked with, and I was like, we should start a virtual school of music. And she said, yeah, I don't know. And so I thought on the idea for a while. And then it kind of came to me one night. My dad's a driving instructor here in Leixlip. And, he's a lot of the same challenges that piano teacher does. He's looking for customers. Customers are looking for him. You know, when he's busy, he's out in the car all day driving. He doesn't have a receptionist or anything, you know, dealing with those things. And I just thought more. And I was like, you know, people like this, you know, have a service and have a skill and, you know, charge by the hour, you know, it's difficult for them to compete with the big guys and the agencies and stuff and find customers, and indeed customers to find them. So I went back to Alex, and there was no Halo at this point or Airbnb or stuff, but I said, maybe we could be like the Amazon for local services. I was like, yeah, maybe there is something to this. Yeah. So we thought on it a bit more, and but you know, at that point, we were all working. So myself, Alex, and Tom, the three founders of the business, all working. And they were at Accenture. I was at PwC. We'd never made a website. We'd never had started a business. We didn't really know what we were going to, how we were going to go about it, what we were going to do. And we, you know, we were thinking for a while, and we were like, well, we've got to do something. So literally, I went to Waterstones in London, bought a hardback book, Teach Yourself to Code. And went through it page by page and made a very basic version of the website you see today.
Wow. Just listening to you there, Jules, it strikes me, so much of the internet is about putting people in touch. Probably the best example really is dating services, which is something that the internet has become hugely successful for and hugely useful for. But then when you expand it out to things like Halo, to things like hassle, it's about taking the hassle out of life. You know, people are looking for people who are selling services in particular, are looking for customers. Customers are looking for people to do jobs. It's an introduction service.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been a huge trend in the last couple of years for what they call this online to offline space, and, you know, connecting people in the real world, using the internet to connect people in the real world. And I think, you know, this is a company that I probably couldn't have started 5 years ago. You know, we needed everyone to have a smartphone. You know, everyone's got an Android or an iPhone these days, and that's what actually enables the cleaners to manage their own business on the go on their phone, you know, and just like, you know, that's how my dad does it and how the piano teachers now do it as well. And I think, you know, and indeed the customers, you know, and I think it's that the fact that everybody has basically a little computer in their hand with them at all times means that businesses like these are now possible.
So how did you come up with the name?
Hassle.com. We were actually formerly called something else. We used to be called Teddle.com, which was a made-up word that I came up with because the domain name was free. Yeah. And we traded under that for about a year, but people kept mishearing it, and they're like Teddle, Twiddle, Tweddle, and we're like, we might need to get a better name. So we went through, you know, putting names in hand. We actually worked with a man called Darren Cook, who came up with the name Halo for Halo. Okay. And so we worked with Darren over a number of evenings and weekends and trying to put names around. And hassle.com came up, and we just thought, you know, it kind of stuck, and we're like, yeah, that's what we're about. We're about taking the hassle out of people's lives. And we went about the process of securing the domain name, and thankfully we were able to do that. And yeah, we've kind of, the rest is history.
Is hassle used as much in say the UK and the United States as it is in Ireland? I know it's a very Irish expression, but
It is, no, because I was afraid that it was something I'd, you know, it was just myself. But no, my two British co-founders said, no, we know that word too. So, okay. And I think it's used even further afield. So, no, thankfully, it does have a more international context.
Excellent. You mentioned your chairman is the founder of Halo as well. How did you get introduced to those kind of people, Jules, that could make you the connections, that could give you the advice and the mentorship you needed to get this and to make this work?
Yeah, so, I mean, the connection to Halo actually came via an Irishman, Colm O'Quillenon, who is the European Managing Director for Halo. So just mutual friends put us in touch, and Colm kind of liked what we were doing, and he put us in front of Ron, the chairman of Halo, and that went from there. But, you know, further than that, when we got started first, we managed to get selected into a program called Springboard in London. It's now called Techstars. So a startup accelerator program. You know, they take every 6 months, they take 10 or 12 very early stage companies. You know, people a lot of times just at the idea stage or maybe a little bit further down the line. For that program, we went then and worked in Google Campus in London for 3 months, and they work with you very closely. So they introduce you to hundreds of people in the industry, people that have started their own businesses, founders, people that invest, angel investors, venture capital investors, and then just people in industry themselves, so people from Facebook and Google and Twitter and so on. And that was brilliant for us. You know, the three of us came from the corporate world. I think when I quit my job, I'm not even sure I really knew what the word startup meant. So it was a real baptism of fire for us. And I mean, looking back, I don't think we'd be where we are today without that, you know, initial kind of blast.
I know you probably can't compare it to, because you haven't had the experience of running a startup on getting one off the ground in Ireland or in Dublin, say, for example. But it sounds fair to say that there's a pretty supportive ecosystem in London, would you say?
I think there is, yeah. But I mean, in the last 18 to 2 years, I think Dublin's come on leaps and bounds. Like, you know, you have Wire, you have everything going on down in the Docklands, you know, and then the digital hub up near, you know, James's Gate and other things. And I think Dublin itself has a lot of things going for it. Now, but London does, you know, it has a great ecosystem that's really maturing. And London always looks and says, you know, we're not as good as Silicon Valley. And maybe Dublin says, well, we're not quite up to London standards. But I think everyone is moving in the right direction. And it's really great to see, you know, that so more and more like young businesses can get started.
So tell me how it works. How does Hassle.com work for the cleaners, for the people who want to book them, and for yourselves?
Sure. So, I mean, for the customer proposition, it's very simple. You know, they come to the website, they say what Dublin postcode they're in, then just some very quick questions. How often they like a cleaner? Is it just the one time, or as most people do, is it weekly or fortnightly? And from there, we then look at our, you know, database of vetted and trusted cleaners to see who's free at that time the customer wants and who lives close by to them. So we're all about trying to match the customer with someone that lives in their neighbourhood. You know, we want the cleaners to be walking to the jobs, not taking three buses. And from there, the customer pays a deposit on their credit or debit card, and the jobs get sent out then to the cleaners, and the cleaners are free to accept and reject any job that they receive if it fits their schedule. So they really are their own boss. You know, they're setting their own hours here, and a lot of our cleaners are, you know, women with childcare commitments or, you know, needing flexible working time. So that's a real key kind of differentiator for us. And from there on, the customers can manage all of their bookings online. The payment always comes off their credit or debit card after the clean's taken place. The clean is confirmed it's completed. There's no more hunting around for cash or anything else. And, you know, whether the customer's going on holidays, if the cleaner's going on holidays, or any changes to happen, that can all be done, you know, via the web or the mobile as well. So just really, you know, the two things we're trying to bring to the whole industry is trust and convenience. And hopefully that's, you know, that's what we've managed to achieve.
And you take a cut, Jules, then, do you?
We do, yeah. So the customer pays €12 an hour, and the cleaner gets €10 of that. So, you know, one of the things that we wanted to change, the only, like, in the absence of ourselves or, you know, a technology startup like this, you know, the two ways to really get a cleaner were either word of mouth, like kind of for a black market, or maybe going to an expensive agency. And we didn't think either of those were a really great proposition. So at the agency, you tend to pay an arm and a leg, you know, €15 to €20 an hour, and the cleaner's getting minimum wage. And we don't think that's fair. You know, the cleaner's the one actually going out and doing the work. And, you know, an opaque kind of agency taking all of the value doesn't seem fair at all. And on the black market side of things, you know, it opens up a lot of risk to both sides. You know, cleaners tell us all the time they don't like putting adverts up on, you know, classified sites, because they don't know whose house they're going to go to. They don't know if they're going to get paid. They don't know what they're walking into. And, you know, for customers as well, there's obviously you're letting somebody into your home and you want that level of trust. So, you know, we wanted to be able to give all this convenience but not have to take a lot of money. And just that €2 an hour enables us to cover our costs and the payment processing fees and everything else. But we believe it's a fair proposition.
I don't want to stretch the Halo comparisons too far, but it's funny, and I would have more experience of using that service. And it's the one thing that they keep saying to you, but the taxi drivers in particular, they say to you, it's about trust. And you might not think this, but they feel that they're safer, that they're more protected, that they can trust the bookings they get, especially female taxi drivers and things like that as well. So it's very interesting to see that there's that same element involved with this. You said when you started out, Jules, that that you had the idea that this could be applied to a range of services. Then you decided to focus on cleaning for now. Do you have any plans to change that, or is cleaning enough?
So I think, you know, for the foreseeable future, you know, certainly through to the end of this year, it's all about cleaning. It's about, you know, being the best possible website we can be for cleaning, you know, in Dublin, in London, and, you know, maybe further beyond there. But of course, you know, we still think that the business model that we have, you know, disrupts that agency model, and the technology that we've built applies to, you know, services other than cleaning. So definitely, you know, we're keeping an eye open to other services, but it's not for, you know, the next couple of months.
So you launched, you're available, you've been available for how long in the UK?
So 18 months now in London, and we've just recently gone to Leeds, Birmingham and Manchester in the UK, but Dublin's our very first international market.
And is it only Dublin, or have you plans to expand to the rest of the country?
So for now, we're Dublin 1 to 24, but we've got plans afoot to go to cover County Dublin. We've had, just in the last 24 hours, you know, countless requests from various places in County Dublin, so we want to get there. And then we'll definitely look and see if it makes sense for us to go nationwide. We'd love to. You know, there's cleaners and customers in probably every town in Ireland, so we'd love to be there. It's just a case, though, of, you know, making sure that we do that in the right way.
How do you go about recruiting cleaners for the service?
Sure. So, you know, we advertise in a number of places for cleaners, and they hear about it actually through their friends as well. You know, so in the UK, where we've been going for a bit longer, we actually have now that 25-30% of all of the cleaners that are on our website have actually been referred by a friend to the company, which is great for us. Obviously, you know, anyone knows recruiting in any area, getting like a personal referral is always the better way to do things. You know, we advertise in a number of places, and then we have a very strict recruitment process. So we only want the best cleaners coming onto Castle.com. There's no point, there's absolutely no benefit to us to have anybody that doesn't reach that standard. You know, we want happy customers and happy cleaners at all points. So the cleaners apply online. We then talk to them on the telephone. If they pass that stage, they'll come in and meet us in our city centre Dublin office face-to-face. So we meet every single one of the cleaners in person. And we'll check their documents, make sure they're right to work. And then we actually call three of their most recent cleaning references. So we want to understand, you know, they are who they say they are, but even more than that, that they're a really good cleaner. You know, that's really important for us as well. It's only at that point that they actually become available for work on the Hassle.com platform. But it doesn't stop there, of course. You know, we're constantly monitoring, making sure that they're performing to the right level. And we ask each and every customer to review their cleaner. And that feedback gets passed on to the cleaner as well so that they can improve and, you know, get there. But, you know, if anyone's not cutting the mustard, they are removed from the platform. So it's always a good supply of cleaners.
And you've got a good response from the cleaners. What do the customers say about the service?
We've had a great response in Dublin so far from the customers. So there's been lots of people saying they've been dying for a service like this, and we've had a great uptake in the last couple of days as well. Even when we were in trial stage, we were having people coming through. I don't know how they were hearing about us. So I think, you know, Dublin definitely seems to be a market for early adopters. You know, and obviously with the likes of Google and Facebook and Twitter, you know, based here as well, it's a great kind of young demographic for us, and we're really hopeful that it's going to be a great market.
Busy, young, well-paid professionals with what did they say? Cash rich and time poor, relatively speaking. I thought those days were gone, but it's an encouraging sign, I imagine, for the economy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think one of the things we stress, though, that this isn't a luxury item. Of course, it's, you know, it's discretionary spend, but it's not a luxury item. You know, our customers are not the rich and famous. You know, in London, the one area that we don't serve is like the Knightsbridge area and things like that. You know, the people that book with Hassle.com are people that are both out working. You know, they're both out working Monday to Friday, and the thoughts of cleaning the bathroom on a Saturday morning doesn't exactly fill them with joy. You know, and it's an affordable service. You know, at 12 euro an hour, and you can book just 2 hours, you know, as the minimum booking. So it's not going to break the bank. And, you know, it's the jobs get done that you'd rather someone else took on board.
Add kids into the mix as well, and you can forget about the weekend. It's gone, Jules. I'll tell you.
But absolutely.
Listen, it sounds fantastic, and it sounds like a great success story so far, Jules, and we wish you all the very best. Today, Dublin. Tomorrow, where? The world?
Certainly, you know, Europe is our place we're looking to. So we're not necessarily looking towards the States anytime soon. I think we've got a lot of work to do in Europe. And there's a lot of countries where we'll be the first to get there. You know, there isn't a service like ours, and we want to kind of be leading the charge for Europe.
Well, listen, thanks for talking to us on technology.ie, and the very best of luck to you.
Thank you, Con.